This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You found it, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out.
Yeah, the InfoWar's changing the world. Okay, Buckley, in about 80 seconds since the last break, came out of his office. They set a chair up. He came in here. He's on air, my cousin. And I said, hey, I need a glass of caveman because I'm going to take it on air or a product. And I'm not knocking who did it. Somebody just kind of put like a tiny scoop. And it was kind of some half-warm water. And I said, oh, no, I like it on ice. But I never thought to put it because in one of these protein shakers that Buckley has. And so he shook it up and gave me one. He said, try this. Because I said, it tastes like Ovaltine and it's really good. And it's the bone broth formula and more. And then he shook it up the way that he did it with this. This, you could freeze this. And this would be better than like Bluebell chocolate ice cream. Hmm. It's all natural. It's unbelievable. And I haven't even really rolled this out yet, folks, that the ancients cooked the bones. They were obsessed with the bones, the broth. They busted them up. They ate the marrow. Anybody's ever been to a French steakhouse? You know, the marrow, and it's open, so delicious.
Yes.
That's what this has. And caveman is just over the top what it does for your stamina, your bones, your ligaments. It's got the collagen. It's got everything in it, the true life essence. And it's got, on top of that, the turmeric root, it's the ultimate antioxidant, and seven other primal superfoods like the changa mushroom. But, again, this thing doesn't have additives. It doesn't have flavoring. And it's just unbelievable how this all comes together and tastes so sweet and so good. But I guess the chicken broth and the multi-collagen complex blend and the stevia and the alfalfa herb and the so stevia is a little sweetening, the mushroom powder, the bee pollen, the turmeric, and so many other things in here. It's just the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. And I'm honest. Like with the fruit punch, I go, yeah, I kind of like this flavor better than that. You know, it's not perfect, but it's really good for you. With this, this is literally better than like a Wendy's Frosty, which is one of my favorites. It's total junk food. This tastes like a Wendy's Frosty. What in the world? So folks know, because it tastes pretty good the way I stir it up. How does it taste so good here? Because it's been shaken up with oxygen, or what's going on?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've been taking the bone broth, the caveman bone broth formula for about a month and a half now, because we got some before we ordered the big batch that we were testing a bunch of different versions of it.
But everybody ran off with it. Q said it's the best thing ever. Everybody's trying it. I try it and like it, but the way you do it with ice is
we tried some different flavors, and basically what I do is I try to mix it with milk. And I just mix it really, really hard, and it kind of foams up, and it almost tastes like a milkshake. I mean, it really is
delicious. Oh, wait, that's why this tastes so much better than when I do it at home. This has milk in it.
It does have milk.
Okay, well, then great. That's fine. I mean, literally, this is teleprompter free. I was like, whoa, it tastes like Ovaltine, like good before, but you still kind of taste the minerals and stuff. But now with the milk, that's why it tastes like the best milkshake ever. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. It has. That's the way I make it, is with milk. And let me tell you, I'm 42 years old. I'm, almost a year younger than Alex. And I've been trying to stay healthy and trying to work out as much as I can. And these days, I try to hit the gym if I can, like five times a week. And I do some pretty brutal workouts. Mm. And what caveman has done for me is that beyond the soreness that I feel in my muscles, I always feel this soreness in my joints after I lift.
I have that now, too.
Something intense. And
when I was like 22, I could sit there and bench press, 330 pounds. And now I can still do it, but it hurts too bad.
Exactly.
The caveman's been helping me.
It does. The caveman alleviates that. I think it has something to do with it. I'm not a scientist, so I don't
know. Sure, let's be clear. I was like, man, this tastes so good. How'd you mix it? Now I know it's the milk, but that's a great, we should add a recipe deal that it tastes even better with milk, but it already tastes great like Ovaltine. Like this, it tastes like a chocolate malt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you mix it with water, it's really palatable. It's not.
That's good.
And in fact, I have tried, when we first got this stuff, when we first got the formulations they were sending over, they were wretched. And I know people that, that like bone broth, but they say, oh, I can't take that stuff because all the stuff that's on Amazon and elsewhere, it has a really gamey
flavor. But whatever reason, the way we mix it with herbs and the cocoa, it tastes good.
Absolutely. This is I can say without a doubt, at least in my experience, that this is literally...
This is a super home run available at InfoWarsLife.com, and it supports the broadcast. All right, all the big news straight ahead. Thanks, Buckley.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm particularly wound up today because I just see open treason everywhere. I see the media calling for Trump's overthrow, his death. I see the self-propelled tyrant Michael Moore calls for Hillary to be installed as president, wants Trump arrested. Michael Moore now claims Trump is a Russian. Not just a Russian agent, he's actually a Russian. I know one thing, you're an anti-American piece of garbage and a hypocrite. White House is being sabotaged by intelligence industrial complex. That's the leaders of the intelligence agencies. The Pentagon comes out and admits that Obama had a plan for them to take over the United States during a collapse. That's even being covered by The Intercept now. We're totally vindicated in triplicate. In giant spades, China is openly trying to manipulate the downfall of Trump, but the media just loves it and openly reports it like it's a good thing, but then says the Russians, though, they're running everything, too, and so they have to be destroyed. And meanwhile, on every front, the Republicans are trying to block Trump. doubts grow that GOP can repeal Obamacare, handing the Democrats a big victory because the Republicans helped write the bill and they helped pass it. It's a big screw job, but that's what Trump does. Oh, sorry, executive order telling the IRS not to put the fines on people that don't have Obamacare. This is their private medical material. They don't have to sit there and put it on the form. So he just killed the fines from the IRS right there. And the media won't even tell you that. I mean, even the libertarians, when they put out a milquetoast article, go, oh, he dealt a blow to it. They're not going to take the money from him. You know, he just killed the penalty. So now it's not forced. So, see, that's why they want him dead. That's why they got the CIA trying to overthrow him at the top. Oh, but the Trump's the establishment, and the liberals all want the CIA they now love so much to overthrow him. What a group of horrible people. Now in bed with Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Boy, you people are just so unintellectual, so stupid. Again, nobody's talking about Chelsea's new book that calls for a global government to be run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with her at the head of it, because the book was intended to be written and is when she won. Hillary was supposed to win, and then, again, this is mainstream news reporting what we told you last week, that she won't be getting to run the world government now for Bill and Melinda Gates. I got more medical news coming up. Gene editing now allowed in specific circumstances. Oh, they've been doing it a long time, but now it's being announced that it's happening. Now, Trump comes out and says Flynn's a great guy and the whole thing's very, very sad. But he wasn't specific that they mentioned it, but he didn't talk about sanctions. The Russians said, we'd like to talk to the president about sanctions. That's totally normal to ask an incoming national security advisor. The calls were set up, were known to the president. He made hundreds of calls. And now they're saying he needs to be indicted. But Hillary, she can have the secret server and do whatever she wants. She can meet with Putin secretly. It's truly, truly amazing. Meanwhile, China warns U.S. against fresh naval patrols in the South China Sea. Now, joining us is Leo Homan. He's a writer with WorldNetDaily.com. He's an award-winning investigative journalist who spent 28 years of his career at daily and weekly newspapers. He is also managing editor of the Triangle Business Journal in Raleigh, North Carolina. And he has put out a new book and reports dealing with the invasion that is currently taking place in this country. Stealth invasion. I'd say it's pretty open now that Trump's in there. But notice the State Department is just ignoring Trump and claiming, you know, he's a Russian agent. And the courts are ignoring him. And they're just saying, oh, the president doesn't have the power to control our borders, even though it's written there in plain black and white. We're seeing open rebellion. You saw the American people rebel against the Washington Beltway and the corruption. Now they're saying, we don't care. We're going to say you're all Russians. It isn't America wants lower taxes and control borders. It isn't America that wants to be great again with low taxes. No, it's the Russians. Well, then, if that was true, which it isn't, then I guess I'm for the Russians. If they're better than the scum in Washington. But no, that's not what's happening. And Michael Moore, again, says he wants Trump overthrown, Hillary installed. We knew that was coming. And they are organizing to make a real run at us. And Zuckerberg and others are meeting with China, and the Washington Post says China's scary lesson to the world. Censoring internet works. China weighs into our election. Saudi Arabia does. But that's okay. When they do it, it's okay. But it's amazing. All right, let's go to our guest and the book, Stealth Invasion, which again is from, I believe it's published by World Net Daily, WND.com. Mr. Homan, thank you so much for coming on the broadcast. Where should we start just to give people a breakdown, a boil down of, I mean, what's really happening? You're an expert on this. All I know is I see articles every day where a rapist or a child rapist or an alleged rapist is being released or about to be released, whether they're from Mexico or Iran, wherever it is. They seem to have more rights than I do. I mean, I wouldn't be raping a child, but if I, you know, did, I wouldn't be released and just told to go free. I'm going to show some articles in a moment. What in the world's going on here from your research?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Alex.
You bet.
Yeah, I started researching this back in the summer of 2014 for WorldNet Daily. And if you recall back then, Alex, the big story in the news at that time was the Central American children who were massing at our border, the U.S.-Mexican border, and illegal asylum seekers massing at the border, getting aid and shelter from a lot of religious institutions and left-wing community organizing groups.
It was a public attempt to collapse our border, and only 17% were actually kids.
Absolutely. And so I started peeling back the layers on that, and it led me to some other challenges. That was illegal immigration, but I started looking at a larger segment of the pie that nobody was talking about in the conservative, liberal, or establishment media, and that is the bigger piece being legal immigration. And as I started peeling back the layers of our legal immigration system, I was finding that we are issuing 1.3 million green cards every year. About 130,000 of those are coming from nations that hate us and absolutely despise our values.
That's what Phil Haney talks about. He watches people come in, get the cards, go back to Pakistan, back to Saudi Arabia, and then come back and then watches them leave and blow stuff up.
Exactly. It's crazy. And that's just the permanent lawful residents, green card holders, 130,000 a year. Then I started looking at visas and our myriad visa programs, and I found we had all kinds of avenues for more people to come in from Middle Eastern and North African countries that hate us. They can come in on fiancé visas. They can come in on various types of work visas. They can come in on entrepreneurial visas and run your local convenience store. They can come in on preacher visas. You know, the R1 religious visa, in which we invite thousands every year to come join us here in America from some of the most dastardly places on earth for radical Islam. People who have been who obtained their degrees in Sharia law from Al-Azhar University in Cairo or some other university in Saudi Arabia, they have no respect or inkling about what American values stand for. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. What's that? We're used to Sharia law, and these are the type of people we're inviting in.
What do you think the master plan is with the government covering up the stealth invasion and then acting like Trump's insane because he doesn't want to commit suicide? I mean, I saw a big poll. 2 out of 3 Germans hate Merkel, but she's able to manipulate things and stay in office as she floods them with 3 million jihadis, 80% military-age men, so many rape stories a day, and then they'll let them off for raping 6-year-old kids with, like, a week in jail. I mean, it's like, what is this worship of the most unwashed, out of control, barbarous people? I mean, I talked about J-Lo wanting open borders at the Grammys, and I said, lady, go to Somalia for 5 minutes, you're going to be gang raped. The media said that I wanted her gang raped. No, I didn't. I said, go to Somalia where women are sold on slave blocks. What are there, like 3 or 4 Muslim countries still sell women as slaves, right? I mean, I know ISIS is selling female slaves.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned Europe. I have a whole chapter in my book, Stealth Invasion, on Europe, and how basic premise is here we have a model, a real living model of our future right before us in the news every day. If you want to find out what's going on, read about Germany, read about France, Belgium, Sweden. You know, Sweden was the world's most peaceful country a couple of decades ago. Now it's the rape capital of Europe, and it's number 2 worldwide in rapes per capita.
And why is that? Because in these Orthodox Islam countries, a woman can be raped if she's unattended or not covered up, and then she's the one that gets charged for the sexual crime.
That's the point, Alex. These refugees are coming here, and we're so-called screening them. If you listen to the talking points of the U.S. State Department, John Kerry, President Obama, and all of the hacks in between, their talking points are very consistent. They always say that these are the most vetted, most scrutinized individuals of all immigrant types coming into the United States. Hogwash, but I do give them credit for consistency and sticking to their talking points. The truth is, these folks are coming here with a lot of baggage.
Sure. I mean, what about Comey? I'm not going to play the whole clip again. He, love him or hate him, he at least did tell the truth and say, we're not vetting anything. There's no vetting.
He did. He came out and said there's nothing to vet against. People in Somalia, the government of Somalia,
issue stuff you can get in the Cracker Jack box.
Exactly. We don't even know who these people are who say they're Syrians. You can buy a Syrian passport on the black market for $100. And same with Somalia. These are broken countries. They have no law enforcement data against which we can vet. And Comey said this. And guess what? I had an article just last week about a State Department insider who just retired a couple of months ago, 25 years in the State Department. The majority of those years, she served as a refugee coordinator on the ground in the Middle East, Europe, Russia, Cairo. And she visited these UN refugee camps. And by the way, the UN picks all of our refugees that were.
That's why your book's so important. You document that it's the UN picks who we then accept putting us under UN control. I'm going to come back and talk about that and have you on for a full hour in the near future because this is so important. The book is absolutely critical. People understand. And I've even got mainstream news clips admitting, we could play some of those, I guess, when we come back, but everybody knows it, that it's just all lies. They're not vetting. They've got fake passports. So someone asked when we come back, what do you think the plan is? What are they going to do when more of these people kill people?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
America. investigative journalist Leo Hummans, our guest for one more little short segment. Then we're going to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on to get his take on the open spy war, civil war going on in our country, to say Trump's a Russian spy because his national security advisor talked to the Russians on the phone. That's what they do. But then he didn't tell them all of it, so he's gone. I think that's blood in the water. But stealth invasion's on. It's being exposed now. They now say the president doesn't have the power to even control anybody. Just come on in from Somalia, which, I mean, you literally get kidnapped in 5 minutes if you're there. But J-Lo says bring people there. I just said she should go there and enjoy it for herself. I mean, I hope she does it. She would be kidnapped. Absolutely. She'd probably be gang raped. And the media then acts like I'm attacking a woman. They just love Islam. So let me ask you a question. Where do you think this is going? I know you've documented it all in your book, and I know it's frustrating you being informed, seeing the media lying about what's really happening, so people should, you know, research the information. But looking at the end game, why would the globalists that already run this country in the West want to bring in a bunch of incompatible, crazy people?
That's a great question, Alex. In my opinion, what we see is an unholy alliance between the secular globalist left and the religious globalist Islamists.
Exactly.
And, you know, on the face of it, they would seem to have little in common because, you know, you think of the secular left as being feminist and pro-woman and pro-gay rights and all that, whereas Islamists tend to not be too fond of those things. But if you look a little deeper, they really do have a lot in common, these two.
We have footage all over the world, Germany and the U.S., of the leaders are Islamic women, and they're actually getting women to say that women's rights is now Sharia. I can't even believe it.
It's crazy. But if you look at what they share common enemies, okay, they both have a common hatred of Christianity and Judeo-Christian values. They both have a disdain for national borders. The Islamists want a global caliphate. The globalist secular people want a global super socialist state without borders. They both believe in the nanny state, sort of cradle to grave, taking care of people. Sharia law has those same principles in common with the socialists. And, of course, jihad. On the Islamist side, you have jihad, you know, violent revolution. And the socialists, as we've seen, are now getting more and more violent and are for all for revolutionary overthrow of the American system. They both also have a common disdain for free speech. They are completely intolerant of free speech. We saw that on the campus of Berkeley last week, and we see it all the time, of course, in Muslim countries where you cannot speak out against Islam or Muhammad or anything that Islam says is sacred. It's a crime. You can lose your head. Okay, so they do have more in common than people think, and I think they'll work out these differences after they accomplish their goal of having, you know, global control. And why do they want to flood our countries with refugees from the third world? Alex, I think it's to break down society, to cause instability, divisions, and wear down our social cohesion and what's left of patriotic nationalist Americans, hardworking middle class Americans.
Exactly. They bring in the incompatible group, they control it, and they take our rights away, saying we've angered them. And then we get WikiLeaks documents admitting it. But I can't even keep track of all the articles. Here's Fox 7 Austin. ICE detainer denied for man charged with repeatedly sexually assaulting young girl. I have two of these in 1 week from different people in Austin. They just say raping kids, reportedly, you can go. It's like a godlike status. Well, it just gets crazier and crazier. And then I have like five articles out of Germany without even looking for them today where they're just letting people rape women or giving them a week in jail. I mean, it's just like, what? And now they're saying we are going to have days a week where women can't show their faces at swimming pools, wear burqa. It's like adopt and like don't wear short dresses. The Muslims might rape you. And then, you know, like the liberal mayor comes out in a German city and says, well, the women are good looking. It's your fault.
It's not the Muslims' fault, right? They don't know it's illegal. And Alex, again, that's the harbinger.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Germany and Sweden are our future if we don't change course and do it quickly. You guys reported on Twin Falls, Idaho last year, so did I. And if you recall, the backlash to that was furious. They did not want us to tell the truth about what happened there with the little 5-year-old girl being sexually assaulted by the three refugee boys. and they were from Iraq and Sudan, and they raped this.
And the media said it was a hoax, and then later it came out it was true.
And they're still saying it's a hoax. Alex, it was fake news, they tell us. And I was recently berated by a retired Supreme Court justice in Idaho who said that myself, InfoWars, and Breitbart had it all wrong. We were just,
Everybody knows, Islam loves women. Please come on for a full hour very soon. The book available at World Net Daily, Stealth Invasion. I'm Alex Jones. Straight ahead, inside the coup taking place against Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Yep, we are commanding the info war. Make no mistake, we know who the characters are, we know who the cast is, and we're fighting hard for this republic. We're fighting hard to get rid of Obamacare. We're fighting hard to cut taxes. We're fighting hard to secure the border. We're fighting hard to rebuild our military that's been debased by design. We're fighting hard to take care of the veterans. We're fighting hard to try to reduce all this partial birth abortion and garbage that's going on and give the power back to the states to begin getting that more in line with the Bill of Rights and Constitution, with repealing it. And we are just fighting as hard as we can to get the Federal Reserve to have policy that actually helps Main Street, not Wall Street. And you'd think all hell had broken loose wasn't the American people that ever actually elected Trump. It was the Russians. And Trump comes out and points out these leaks are illegal, but hasn't gone with the fact that Saudi Arabia and others openly funded Hillary. Because he just wants to move on and try to fix the country. And he knows it's laughable, but they're going to continue to cook it up and continue to call for his murder. So they're trying to push Trump into taking action, but what else can he do? These are arrogant people, and the American people back Trump. Now, we're getting Dr. Steve Pachinik on. It's been the announcement today. He's lined up for this time, but we're going to try to get him on the phone right now, and they'll let me know, I guess, when that happens. Briefly, I cannot hype enough to you out there just how amazing our new product is that is way better than any other bone broth formula out there, hands down. Of course, all the old wives' tales in every culture say that bone broth makes you healthier and is this great, wonderful thing, and that it's so good for your collagen and it's so good for your body and it's, you know, it's so good for your joints and everything else. And this has got cocoa in it to flavor it. It's simply delicious. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And you can read about, just Google, how modern humans have become weaklings compared with our ancient ancestors who could outrun and outlive today's top athletes. And a lot of it is because, if you go back to the earliest humans, they would take bones as scavengers and cook them, bust them open, eat the marrow, and also grind up the bone meal. Of course, people used to grind up bone meal and put it in their bread. Everybody knows from my both late grandmothers that bone broth gray is very, very popular out there. There's a lot of news articles and things on it. You can look it up. But this is super concentrated, really, really strong, super high quality. And it's got seven other primal superfoods in it, like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and more. And it supports this broadcast and what we do. And we have the first big run of it available. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It's also got bee pollen in it, alfalfa, herb, stevia leaf extract, goji berry powder, chaga mushroom, as I said, and a whole bunch of other ingredients. Read about it on the website, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's a big canister of this stuff. But what really matters is out of the gates, we're discounting at 33%. So that everybody gets a chance to try it. You can also get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip and free shipping on orders $50 or more. It's not been reviewed yet because we are launching it today. Again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I had the New York Times calling me, you know, you name it, saying, how are you guys able to fund yourselves? And the rest of talk radio has fallen apart because this country's been in a recession for a long time and there's so much media now. Stuff's not as, quote, lucrative as just a few outlets out there like 20 years ago. And the answer is we sell high-quality products directly to the listener, the consumer, and we sell high-quality stuff. I mean, so that's what's going on. We also have some sponsors as well, but we couldn't have an operation this big if we weren't directly supported by you. So you're what's making it possible. You have my commitment to bring you the very best products we can. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I appreciate him coming on short notice. I have not talked to him. I have not had time to go to his website, stevepachinik.com. I do every couple of days. I just thought this morning, hey, get him on. I don't know his view yet on what's happening, but I know, not in a bragging way, because I don't actually like knowing these people and being involved in all this stuff, but as much as I'm involved in everything, obviously, and with the big rollout under Obama, the military and the CIA being publicly involved in domestic media, that's what goes on. So people have been authorized over the years, and I think it's backfired to actually reach out to the media. And so good elements of the CIA and other agencies have allowed the American people to vote and overthrow Hillary, who was going to steal it. I mean, Chelsea already had a book printed, how they were going to run a global healthcare scam and global government. I mean, it's incredible. And so there has been a counter coup against the globalist coup that was just wanting to bankrupt us with Obamacare and open borders and the Islamic invasion, all the rest of it. That's all basically falling apart. In Europe, Wilders is going to win. In the Netherlands, Le Pen's going to win. She's way ahead. And there's Muslims burning Paris down. They won't call them Muslims on the news. They call it anti-police riots. So the point is that Islam has exploded over 1 billion plus people. I'm not against the average Muslim, but the radical really, you know, provincial ones are coming in. They've been brought in with this weird globalist alliance between globalist corporate socialists and globalist Islam, who think they can coexist to take over and defeat the West, and it's just not going to happen. You can get rid of Trump, you can do whatever. The genie ain't going back in the bottle. And I look at Nancy Pelosi not knowing that Bush isn't president anymore in the same press conference, and then what Waters, you know, not knowing what Aleppo is, and then saying the Russians have invaded Korea, not even North or South. Folks, you watch C-SPAN. These people think islands float. So there are a lot of smart people in the technocracy and special interests that just want to make their money. But no one's really even a central brain up there. I'm kind of embarrassed we can't beat these people easier. But they just act like a locust swarm of disinfo. And Flynn still hasn't apologized. He said, oh, I'm sorry, the president, I wasn't totally clear, but that's what a national security advisor does for my research. And they even tacitly admit that and say, well, this is normal to make these calls. But what were they doing being spied on by Obama? So this is huge. I want to ask Patrinik what his view is on this, and I want him to get to what should we do. Because Michael Moore and others are saying overthrow him, kill him, arrest him. It's all over the news. Just every major comedian, you name it, kill him, kill him, kill him. This is like an organized civil war of a bunch of crazy people that don't even know what end is up. And there's red brigades marching around attacking cat sanctuaries in Austin. It's like, what? I mean, these people are so nasty. I don't even know. I think they're insane. So I'm going to ask Dr. Patrinik, who is a psychiatrist, former head of psychological warfare for different agencies. I know he has a lot of contacts. He's not doing this for an agency, but he's talked with agencies. I have connections, obviously, separate from Patrinik, pretty high level in the big contracting and other groups and, you know, major groups that hook into all these things. And they say it's like 90% anti-globalist and that they're done. They're just laughing. I don't see this as funny. But the consensus is that if they really try to get violent, they're really going to get their ass handed to them. I don't know. I am really concerned. Dr. Patrinik, that's like a 5-minute intro. Thanks for joining us on short notice. TPatrinik.com, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. It's hard to do all your bio. It's so long. Co-founded Delta Force with General Boykin and others. What are we really looking at here? You heard my little breakdown.
I think, as usual, you've articulated the emotional aspects of what's going on. But it's really getting out of control. Not with you. It's getting out of control with a lot of the comedians and the media. What's happening is the media can no longer understand that Flynn was not intended to remain in the National Security Agency. That's news. In other words, when he was placed in there.
Wait a minute. I was told that by other sources yesterday. Man, you really got some amazing. Hold on. I was told this was all a setup. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, I said it from the beginning, that we put in Flynn, but it was not intended to keep him there all the time. Mike Flynn is an excellent general and defense intelligence agency. Many do not like him. We knew that. Many do not agree with him. We knew that. At the same time, it was Flynn and Bannon and a bunch of others who were able to get Trump over the hump and into the presidency. Now, I wrote a blog yesterday, which you guys received, and in that blog I simply said, welcome to American entrepreneurship. In other words, we place people in positions, then we take them out. The chief of staff or the chief CEO, which is what Trump is, comes in and fires. The reason why America is not used to this is America has become lazy. It has become surfeit. It has become non-capitalistic. When we put a businessman, this is the first businessman in 100 years who we've put into the presidency, the first thing the businessman does, and he correctly does, is he fires the people who have helped him. He fires the people who have not helped him, and it's not personal. We have no personal stake in this other than the fact that we wanted major change in the United States, and that is what major change looks like. You help somebody, and then you leave. The chief of staff may not be the chief of staff very much longer. Priebus, the person who's giving the press talk, Spicer, may not be the next chief speaker. And Flynn knew very well that given his personality, given the fact of how loyal he was to America and to Trump, that was enough to get him to the position that he needed to be, and he knew he would have to leave. Now, what in fact happened? Flynn did not commit any crimes, neither did anybody in the Trump administration. Let me go back to when I was in the Reagan and Bush administration, when Reagan and Bush sent out individuals to Iran while I was involved with the Carter administration in the Iran hostage siege. So if they want to impose the Logan Act on Flynn or anyone else in the Trump administration, they better go back to Newt Gingrich. They better go back to Reagan and his staff and to Bush and his staff. I do not think they want to do that. There is no violation of the Logan Act. There is no transaction that regards money.
Sure, but what is the total attempt to overthrow Trump and the hysteria? You're right. It's crazy. Where's that coming from?
Well, it's coming from what you said and what we talked about. When people are ineffectual and they have been aced out, which is what happened to Hillary, it's what happened to Bill Clinton, it's what's happened to the entire left, it happened to the Democratic Party. They didn't know how fast we were moving in and how quickly we could eviscerate them. They're eviscerated. Everything else that's occurring is nothing but a bunch of sheeps bleeding out and complaining, but it has no effect whatsoever. If, however, they continue to make pronouncements like the following, that Trump is crazy, which he is not, that Trump is mad, which he is not, and this is made by psychologists, then I strongly recommend that Trump and the administration file suit against the American Psychiatric, against the American Psychological Association, and against every physician who has positively stated that on TV, including the comedians, Bill Maher, Steve Colbert, Jon Stewart, or anyone else who makes that pronouncement. That is beyond the freedom of speech. That has to do with slander of a personality.
Because they're using their professional guild, their professional letters, to then project across and make a diagnosis, try to ruin someone. I mean, that is the definition of defamation.
That's correct. But it's also medical malpractice. When I saw a group of psychologists, 30 of them, none of whom I knew, state categorically that Trump had mental illness, that was grounds for debarring them and legitimizing their academic credentials. There is no reason whatsoever for anybody to make that kind of diagnosis unless they have seen Trump, they have gone and talked to him, and I would guarantee you that's not the conclusion you would come to. However, this kind of hysteria, which is really created by the left and by the frustration and impotence
sure.
of the comedians, of the politicians, is what we can expect. But there will be limits that will be set. Now, let me go back into why it's important that Flynn left. Flynn understood that he had a limited time within the National Security Agency. It had nothing to do with Bannon. It had nothing to do with Jared Kushner. It had much more to do with a much more important triumvirate, which has a legitimacy in this administration. And that triumvirate has to be James Mattis, Secretary of Defense, Pompey, the director of the CIA, and the other generals who are involved in taking care and maintaining our stability. Now, what am I saying? This is not a military coup. What it is, in fact, is a disciplined, highly professional staff who happen to have been military officers, ran major institutions in the thousands and thousands, who now are coming into the civilian ranks, running the government as it should be a professional organization, be it a business or a military organization, and they're cleaning out everything that's not used.
Sure, but the media is using it to then legitimize the whole Russian thing and really create a hysteria. I mean, just stop right there, because I have to ask this question. As you know, foreign policies, an arm of the Washington Post and the CFR, and it kind of puts out what the establishment's really thinking. They've come out and said the Kremlin is really starting to worry about Trump. Then it goes into, okay, we know Trump's really not crazy. He really is a nationalist, has this plan to devolve power, and America's going to be so powerful through the global system now, it's going to take over, and we were actually going to weaken America through globalism. So, Putin, you really ought to be against Trump, because he really is meaning what he says he's going to do, and really is a revolutionary, and we're scared of him. So the establishment communicating with itself in this two-day-old article really tips their hand, and they do this in a lot of other articles. I mean, they really know that Trump, look, he is trying to get rid of the fines on Obamacare. He is trying to control the borders. He is really trying to get loans to Main Street instead of Wall Street. And look at the economy take off. Goldman Sachs has already made all this money just off of what Trump did, but they're still working against him. I just don't get why they don't just back down.
Well, the key here is, listen, first of all, most of Goldman Sachs is in the Trump administration. Let's be frank. Mr. Cohen, who was CEO of Goldman Sachs, is a serious banker, was asked. He did not volunteer. He was asked by Jared Kushner to come in to be head of the Economic Council. You have Mnuchin who came in.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's blowing up the whole Goldman Sachs last 10-year plan.
Well, that's correct. But at the same time, let me be frank. There are two elements that are going on here. First, Trump is cleaning out our government and our institutions as if we were a nation state. Obama never treated us as a nation state. Bush Jr. never treated us as a nation state, and neither did Clinton. They had no concept that this country was more than just a group of bureaucrats who ran an organization and made kumbaya. Now we're coming to very definitive points where we have to have trade with bilateral negotiations, not multilateral, where we have to sit down with the Canadian leaders, with the Mexican leaders, with the Japanese leaders. It's not an accident. Abe, who happens to be extremely bright and understands strategic positioning, that he came very quickly to the United States to have a relationship with Trump. So what does the press highlight? They don't understand the strategic importance of Japan. What they highlighted was the fact that there was a non-secure discussion in the dining room. Absolutely absurd. The most important element of that visit was not the security, was the fact that Trump could take Abe, Prime Minister Abe, on a golf course and talk to him over hours. That's exactly what Eisenhower did with all of the foreign leaders.
Sure, he's actually trying to be president, actually trying to make good deals for the U.S. that are, you know, both way, not one way. We'll be right back to talk about those specifically, where all these calls for killing Trump are going. Because, I mean, that's being green-lighted by some big people.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise, be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
with our guest, and then I'm going to be co-hosting part of the next hour with Roger Stone. He wanted me to come on with him, and he's got some other guests. Look, I've sat here, and I've probably read, I don't want to exaggerate, 1,000 articles since last night. I've scanned over them. I mean, I've got 10 public people saying kill Trump today. I've got we're going to overthrow. I've got Red Guards running around attacking cat sanctuaries and saying they want to, you know, get me. I mean, it's just like insane scum running around everywhere. I'm seeing women being beat up all over the country. Like, they target women. It's like, what did liberals turn into? It's like, I'm actually ashamed at some points to live in this country. I love the country. It's a paradox. It has some of the best people and some of the worst. I am ashamed of just the all these slugs everywhere that don't want to work, and it's almost all like little spoiled, rotten white kids running around screaming, you're an effing white male, and then women in hijabs everywhere. I see it in Austin. I saw it in D.C. Literally, like, they're Islamifying the women, handing out hijabs, and Islamic women that call for Sharia law run the Million Woman March. I was there. And then women are chanting Allah Akbar with their breast hanging out. It's like total mental illness. Michael Moore is like running around like a psychopath. Look at this article. Meetup.com fueling anti-Trump Soros-funded protest. Networking site pressures members to protest Trump. The State Department is ignoring Trump. We can do 5 more minutes if we got time, but Jenny, I need to ask you this question. They're in rebellion against Rex Tillerson. They say they're going to try to defeat the Russians in France. Quote, Le Pen's a Russian agent. This is all pure BS. We saw the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians involved in the election. It's just, I can't. So I know you're wanting to say things are good, and Trump's trying to get a lot done what he said, but I'll be honest. It looks like a civil war in the federal government to me, Dr. Pachenik. What do you say?
Well, it may be perceived as a civil war, but you don't put a man like Rex Tillerson, who's run a $400 billion corporation all over the world, knows every country in the Middle East and Southeast Asia better than any Foreign Service officer.
No, I know he's great for the job.
He will clean out that State Department. I have run that State Department, and there have been 20,000 people. You could easily clean out 10,000.
No, I agree. So, I mean, why is this going on right now, then?
Well, because I said they're frustrated. When you're impotent and frustrated, you go into rage, into a childish rage, and that's what's happening to the left. Can they affect the changes that we will implement? No. I can guarantee you none of the changes will occur. There will be no impeachment hearings.
So is that why all the other people I talked to say the intelligence community is almost completely behind Trump?
That's correct. Those who were involved in putting Trump in are behind him, and that's a major number of people in both the civilian and military intelligence. Contrary to what you hear from the Brennan and others who have left and will continue to
leave. That's my next question. What is wrong with Brennan? What is his problem?
His problem was, I don't want to get into Brennan. I mean, Brennan was an Irish Catholic who went to Fordham. He was not very bright. He went to Saudi Arabia, he converted. And when you don't have very bright people who have never really been trained to be professionals, have never been in combat, that's what you get. You get the slugs of the intelligence community. This new intelligence community is way different than anything else. The new man that we're getting in is a naval commander, vice admiral of the Navy, special forces. He has far more talent in many ways than Mike Flynn. He will bring in his own team. He will then get rid of those who were brought in by Flynn. That is the nature.
Well, sir, I hope you're right. Stay over with us. This just broke, Infowars.com. Mikhail Phelan from his sources in WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks has also put this out. He will die in jail. Ex-NSA analyst says intelligence community going nuclear with Trump. Now we go nuclear. War between President Trump and intelligence community intensifies. Former National Security Agency analyst says U.S. intelligence community is preparing to go nuclear with President Trump. John Schindler, who spent nearly a decade at the NSA as an intelligence analyst and counterintelligence officer, stated Wednesday the senior intelligence source said Trump will die in jail following a series of tweets concerning recent leaks. Now we go nuclear. I see war going to new levels, Schindler wrote. Just got email from senior IC friend, it will begin. He will die in jail. And that's what I see publicly as an attempted coup. I'm not saying they have the majority of the people, but they're trying. We'll be back in 70 seconds. So we'll be back, Doc. I'll let you comment on that straight ahead. Thanks for staying with us. And then we'll, after that, got Stone coming on. But I see major movement. I'm telling you right now, get ready, folks.